Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185. Glad to have you in here tonight. Got a great program for you. Want you to stay tuned to the program. Tonight we're going to talk about the wild weather changes. And the forecasts in the future are not going to get any better. And so the drought and the abundance of rain in other places, snowing in places in record amounts, even into May, what's going on? Well, it's wild weather. That's the name of our program tonight. Wild weather. And the amount of land that is under drought in Texas is the most in the 11-year forecast that they have tracked the data, a weather official said Thursday. The U.S. Drought Monitor map released shows more than 25.96% of Texas, over a quarter of the whole state, is under exceptional drought, which means extraordinary and widespread crop, pasture losses, and shortages of water and reservoirs. Now, remember, I did a show in Happy Texas showing you that the water reservoirs are dropping drastically. What's that going to mean to you in the supermarket? Well, Texas is an agricultural as well as a cattle state. You're going to pay more at the grocery store for what you get. Well, maybe you've already noticed you're already paying more, and it's due to this drought and to the extreme rains. If you just come right up into Arkansas, for example, Arkansas got 18 inches in the last 20 days. They're on a record pace here. The Mississippi River. What's happening to the Mississippi River? Well, in Memphis, it's covered a large portion of Mud Island. Now, there's a theme park there, and it's projected that the Mississippi, which is at record above flood stage, and we're going to continue, it says, into June. So we got the rest of May into June before we can get a handle on the Mississippi. Well, it just blowed out 2 miles of the levees above to save Cairo, Egypt, not Egypt, but Cairo, Illinois, 2 miles. Now, they blowed this dam or levee, if you will, to hold back the waters, and they flooded thousands of acres of prime farmland, river bottom, just to save the town of Cairo, Illinois. Now, whether or not that was a smart move, but here's what could possibly happen. The St. Or the Madryn Fault line is on this, in this area, with heavy dynamiting in this area could cause the fault, that is, tipping, to slide the wrong way. And we could have a major disaster pronto. Now, dozens, well, emergency management officials, FEMA, revealed Wednesday that water could remain above flood level through the 1st of June. long after the Mississippi crest at a near record 48 feet next Wednesday. Now, in 1927, they had record rainfall of the Mississippi, and at one spot along the Mississippi, it was 80 miles across the Mississippi. 1937, the year I was born, was another record level. Now, we're nearing 1927 and 1937 record flooding, and more than 700 homes are reportedly at risk of flooding in nearly two dozen zip codes across Shelby County. That's the county that Memphis resides in. "Don't depend on someone to show up and take care of you," said FEMA Director Jim Basham. "Everybody in a household should take responsibility." Boy, if that was in Watts down in Los Angeles, they would be there with their hat in their hand. Dozens of people were still feeling the need for volunteers at the pyramid in Memphis by filling thousands of sandbags to shore up the Mississippi. "It's Memphis, my hometown," said Carmen Alexander. "We've laid off work because of the flooding, and we're still getting paid," said casino employee Cindy Scott. "And we don't have anything else to do, so we decided to come down here and help. The added assistance will be necessary as the water rises long after it finally recedes. FEMA urges everyone to pay attention to their flood maps. Just because you have seen some water already recede does not mean that you're in the clear." Now, drought and too much water, in this case, we've got a lot of water. Let's come back to Texas in the drought area, which is soon going to cover nearly half the state. It's going to be real critical. The state has had the driest March through April on record. Now, you just jump into Arkansas from Texas, and they've had record amounts of rainfall in the state of Arkansas and on the Mississippi, which is flooding almost above the record flood stage. And we are going to have the greatest disaster that Texas could possibly have ever known. A predictive map released Thursday doesn't give Texas and any nearby state much hope. U.S. seasonal drought outlook map, valid through the end of July, shows continuous dry conditions persisting or worsening across much of Texas, New Mexico, and Kansas. The western portion of Oklahoma and the eastern half of Arizona and Colorado. The tender, dry conditions in Texas have spawned thousands of wildfires since November, and it's killed two firefighters, scorched about 2.3 million acres, and destroyed 400 homes. The most glaring rainfall deficits are south of a line from Beaumont to Houston to Austin to Lubbock, And there's another separate swab of dryness in and around Wichita Falls. Generally, West Texas has one of the larger big patch of exceptional drought that extends across the South Plains, the Pyramid Basin, and the Trans-Picos region. But this generally moist Southeast Texas, where the airport in Houston has gone a record 51 consecutive days without measurable rainfall. Houston, College Station, Victoria, all these located in the southeast of Texas, recorded either their second driest or driest March through April since 1895. Houston has suffered its worst drought during the 60-day span since 1889, back to the Dust Bowl days. A statewide average for rainfall to October the 1st, from October through March the 31st, was 5 inches. The fourth driest such period, and the driest since 1967, because normal rainfall is almost 11.4 inches. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Well, Texas is in a severe drought. States above and along the Mississippi are flooding at a pace that hard to determine what's going on here, but it is happening. We're at a critical time because of these droughts, and in states where they're praying for the rain to stop. Now, isn't that strange? Praying for rain to stop in one state just across the border. People are praying for rain. What's going on? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and shall seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, well, I'll hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Oh, really? Now, that's what the Bible said. That's what our master said. The one that controls, the one that has the earth, the world, the universe in his hand. Now, why wouldn't we want to pray and humble ourselves? Well, number one, we love evil. We love the things of the world. We love those things that brings pleasure. And serving our Father is not one of them. That's not pleasure. We love to look to the government. They'll bail us out. FEMA will come and rescue us. Well, FEMA just said, don't look for us to bail you out. I mean, this nation is about through bailing its people out of their troubles. Why? Well, here's what would happen if we do serve him. Leviticus 26:8. 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you. No. You think that's happening today? With all of these states and adjustments of weather, crazy weather, wild weather, where we are, let me give you an example. North Carolina, usually a peaceful, non-event state, just normal weather. This year, they've already had more tornadoes than they've had in 100 years. What's going on? Again, North Carolina is one of the largest swine-producing states in the United States. Swine are unclean. Everything that we do is based on profit motives. We don't care about what the Bible said. It pays well. Let me tell you something. If we was to get down and have an old-fashioned revival, we're fixing to get into Passover here very soon. And by getting into Passover, we're going to come together and in Matthew 18, verses 19 through 20, again I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? Are we asking for all this torrential rain in one state and begging it to stop? Or the next state across the border? They're praying for the rain that's falling one state across the border. Does that sound like Matthew 18:19 is coming to pass? Anything that you two ask, agreeing, if you're gathered together in my name, I'm there in the midst of them. Now, you hear that? I am there in the midst of them. Now, we just had some of the worst tornadoes. Starting probably in Mississippi. I mean, these were horrendous. Loss of life, large loss of property, billions of dollars worth. In 20 seconds of Yahweh's wrath, these tornadoes came roaring in. It was awful. Around about 10 o'clock, we got knocked off the radio here in our power surges. WWRB was knocked off through these terrible storms. And it started that night. And before morning, I mean, the South was completely changed. Mississippi. Alabama, Tennessee, I mean, it came tearing. And there was, like I said, large property losses, and it was awful. Does it sound like it, we asked for that? No, it was a lack of Yahweh being among us. Now, right here in McMinn County, Tennessee, where I live in this county, this is the only county in this immediate area that was spared. So help me. See, if I am there in the midst of you, I'll give you what any two of you agree to ask. And me and my wife prayed. Others prayed too, I'm sure. But we prayed for the storm to pass over. And so help me, when all around us killed, loss of life in counties all around us. and it did come near our door. Now look at Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Do not fear, little flock. Do not fear, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We've got to build an assembly, a place together, trying to get it ready for our Passover, which starts on the 15th of this month, May, coming up. The Sunday week will start our Passover. So what you have and give alms, provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens. See, there it is, placing your treasure where your heart's at. If our heart had been on going gambling or going pleasure hunting, I'm not saying that our righteousness spared McMinn County. But like I always said, if I can find five people, I'll spare. Surely there were two that gathered together in his name and brought his presence in our midst. And Yahweh spared this county. It's true. And the headline, we got the paper. My wife kept the paper. Great loss of life. It went on and on and on at how many people was killed in the adjoining counties and all that. But it says headlines. McMinn was spared. That's the county we live in. Not one leaf blown off a tree. It's honest. I'm honest. If you're not a little flock, we had people that was given to us to help us to buy the things that we needed. We haven't got it all done. We lack some things, but we've got it completely overhauled, remodeled, and Yahweh could just as well come and took it away, and all the money we spent in a heartbeat, but it's his. We give everything, provide not for yourself. Sell what you have and give alms. A treasure in the heaven that does not fail, where no thief approaches, nor moth destroys. There you are. Well, where your treasure is, there's your heart also. If we got him together in his name, we prayed and he's in our midst, why would he bring evil, storms? Yahweh spared. We're thankful. We're not boasting. We're giving our Father glory. Now here's the Mississippi River spilling out huge swaths of the South and the Midwest, flooding thousands of acres of farmland. Hundreds of thousands of people are out of a home here in the South. Electricity hadn't been completely restored. The cleanup is still underway. What's going on in this wild, wild West? Of the Mississippi and the wild, wild east of the Mississippi. Flooding has breached thousands of acres and it's flooded into farmland now where they blow the levee to relieve the pressure and let the water flood out into these precious farmlands, destroying thousands of acres, hundreds of homes. massive flooding from Minnesota. Listen to this now. From Minnesota to Louisiana. And I told you we're on the Madron Fault Line. Heavy rains, flooding. And the weather forecast says it's not expected to fully relent until early June. Heavy flooding will be experienced, and thousands of people will have to be evacuated from the low-lying areas to the flood zone. Now, with this intentional breach, with the unprecedented flood pressure relief, the Ohio level, that's the Ohio River that jumps into the Mississippi, the Tennessee goes into the Mississippi. I mean, a lot of water draining out of these territories. And we're in trouble, big time trouble. Why? Because Yahweh has been left out. He's not in our midst. If only two people will come together and pray, there I am in the midst of them. Oh, we've got thousands of people that went to church on Sunday when it blows their church away. They put up a tent and had church in the yard, and they're doing something wrong. Number one, they're calling on a false name. Number two, they're not sincere because they're 501(c). Number three, they will not preach truth. They will cast you out for the truth's sake. Therefore, at Bird's Point, Missouri, at this point, where the water was breached, the levee was breached, 396,000 cubic feet of water per second flooded 200 square miles of Missouri farmland. They went to Missouri Governor Jay Nixon. He went to court, all the way to the Supreme Court, to save this farmland. They ruled against Missouri. They blowed out the levees. It was built in 1937. And Mr. Nixon said it makes you sick to your stomach as he surveyed his submerged fields, prime grazing, and growing. Farming is all that I've ever done. It's underwater, he told CNN affiliate KPLR. I really don't know what that I'm going to do, said farmer Brian Frizor. Makes you sick. As the Missouri governor described that this particular area was some of the most productive part of the state. You think the Corps of Engineers care? No. They blowed it. A second levee blast was conducted Tuesday afternoon at New Madrid. Mucking right with the toy. Right on the New Madrid fault line, they levied a blast that took out 2 miles. It was a very powerful explosion. Now, just what if it causes a shaking the weight displacement of the water. Now they got second and third blast downstream of Bird's Point, which will allow flood water to return to the Mississippi, taking it out at one place, flooding all this 200 miles, letting it go down and return back to the Mississippi River on downstream of Bird's Point. While the plan appeared to be working, the Ohio fell where it joins the Mississippi. And the threatened communities throughout the Mississippi and the Ohio River valleys, Vicksburg, Mississippi, could see water levels rise 4 feet by Sunday. If you've ever been to Vicksburg, Mississippi, you know that's a low point in Mississippi. And authorities told the residents in Crawfordsville, Missouri, that sandbags may not be enough to control the water. People are being inundated by the breach on the Mississippi. A tombstone rests above the remains of her father and uncle, Corina Jolly, of Silkton, Missouri, was worried about her father's grave. I may never see it again. And the residents of the rich farmland are out of luck, as opposed to those in Cairo, Illinois, for whom the risk was been lessened to save the town. Nobody ever thought it would be this bad, she said, as she watched the water pour over her father's tombstone. The situation became especially perilous for a 93-year-old woman who was caught in the swollen waters of the Black River near Poplar Bluff. Her two members of the Missouri National Guard rescued her from a partially submerged car. We weren't there to be heroes, said Sergeant Tim Bridges. We're posted here just doing our jobs. As they waded through the rushing muddy waters to ferry the woman to safety. This is the reason why I signed up for the Guard, said Junior Bombard. The town of Cairo remained under a mandatory evacuation despite the intentional breach, while six other communities were under voluntarily evacuation notices. As the Illinois Emergency Management Agency said, we're definitely not out of the woods. Cairo is not out of the woods, she said. The levees are all very saturated right now, and they could succumb to the pressure that is going to be on them for the next several days. Even with the levee breach, the National Weather Service continues to predict record or near record flooding in parts of southern Illinois, Southwest Indiana, Western Kentucky, Tennessee, Southeastern Missouri, Northeastern Arkansas, and parts of Mississippi and Louisiana. There's a tremendous amount of pressure on the whole system, Major General Michael Wash, Commander of the Corps along the Mississippi River Valley Division, told reporters Tuesday evening, the project operated as designed, but we still got water galore. The controversial decision to blow the levee is working so far, with Missouri officials taking the Corps of Engineers to court, lost in court. They went ahead and blowed the levee, and the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear the case, clearing the way for Wash to blow the levee. Now, I keep coming back to the Madryn Fault. What's going to happen here? Right where the United States fault line has one of the, if not the worst fault line, the Madryn, and I take you back to 1812, the Mississippi River ran backwards. What if we was to have a breach of the tectonic plates and they roll back and throw the water backwards like it happened in 1812? The whole part of the country would be in trouble, not just the Cairo or the farmland and the homes that have built around or close to the Mississippi. It's the worst flood situation in a century. The worst. What's going on, the wild weather in America? Illinois, Missouri, Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, hurricanes, flooding, drought in Texas, the worst drought they've had in years and years and years, and the worst flooding situation in nearly a century, 100 years. What's going on? This extreme from one border state suffering drought to the next state that is suffering flood, torrential rain. People actually praying for it to stop raining. People in Texas are praying for it to rain. What's going on? If my people, that's what's wrong. They will not humble themselves. They will not pray. They will not seek His face. The only thing we seek is the local news on CNN. That's the religious gods that we turn to.
Well, the weatherman's going to tell us what's going to happen. We can't do nothing about it anyway.
It's like people went out to pray for rain. They need it in Texas. Well, if everybody goes out and prays for rain and nobody takes an umbrella, duh. Well, there's nobody even going out, let alone taking an umbrella. We're in trouble. The New Madrid seismic zone, just a blast, enough blasting in this area, I'm telling you, with the displacement and the explosives, I don't know what they're trying to do, working so far, but we're not out of the woods yet. For those that are unaware, the New Madrid seismic zone is highly active, measuring more than 200 seismic events per year, and about 20 per month. Earthquakes with a magnitude of 5.0 or higher occur approximately once every decade in this zone, and the region is said to be due for another big one at any time. Remember, it created Real Foot Lake in West Tennessee, the Mississippi. Reversed the flow of the water. It ran backwards from this New Madrid fault line. And when you factor the ongoing severe flooding caused by excessive rain, last year's BP oil disaster that agitated the seismic region and the potential detonation of the Bird's Point levee within the next few days, the likelihood, remember what I'm saying, the likelihood of a megaquake is potentially even further intensified, and those on the Mississippi could be in a heap of trouble. Those in the adjoining states are already in trouble, meaning that it's more than a 100-year flood. The Mississippi River, along the tributaries and the areas and the states involved, is in the process right now of going through what we call an epic flood, meaning it's more than historic. It's more than a 100-year flood. It's more like going back 500 years, said Gene Wrench from the National Weather Service. As he reported from Memphis last Thursday, we could flood many homes, businesses, close down factories, and people could drown. Now, since Mr. Wrench's statement, the situation has only gotten progressively worse. And yet this emerging disaster has received little attention from the mainstream media. Mr. Osama bin Laden and Osama, what's his name? Oh, the president, what's his name? Mr. Who? Osama. Yeah, Osama. That's what's taking up the news, the focus of the events. The people are not concerned. We got our head turned. We're distracted. And we appear to be more distracted at this time than at other times. People living all around the flood zone are being evacuated. And they are planning to blow up a 64-foot levee. 64 foot now. Most Americans are too busy focusing in on the meaningless royalty, the wedding, and the flimsy tales of the supposed capture of dead terrorists, and meanwhile, the plan to help the flood situation involves literally blowing up the Bird's Point levee in Missouri, Mississippi County, to protect the blighted town of Cairo, whose population is less than 3,000, while at the same time, we destroy to the tune of over 100 million plus the land and the economy of southeastern Missouri. It will send a massive amount of water into the plains over the New Madrid fault area. Could be trouble. Could be. Supreme Court, don't care. Go ahead and blow it. We're not going to rule on it one way or the other. Now, according to reports, the explosives had already been loaded into the pipes near the levee. And, of course, as you know, Major General Michael Wash gave the order, and they detonated the explosive, and it turned tons and tons and tons of water over this fault line area. Just write down a couple of states. Again, in to Texas, the worst drought in 44 years. Damaging the wheat crop. The cattle have to be sold off. No pasture land. Demand for the foodstuffs, it won't be planted this year. We're working toward a famine. Well, isn't that what Christ said? There shall be a famine in the land. Famine, great famine, pestilence, earthquake. We're just living up to the wisdom of the Father who told us that if America didn't repent, we could expect these things. Well, here they are. Well, I see that my time is coming down. I've got to get out of here. Apologize for coming a little late. I've been sitting there minding my own business, studying on this very message tonight, and let my time go by. I apologize. Brother, Mr. Defense, call me up and say, get on the job, boy. Well, how are you? So I jumped up and got to it, so I apologize for coming in a little late. You're listening to Pastor Bud and the Shepherd's Call. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Call me tonight. Area code 423-351-1082. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Bud and by Brother Edward. Around the world on WWRV 3.185 Clear Channel. We're changing frequencies come Monday. We're also changing schedules. I might talk a little bit about it tomorrow night on the early show, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'll tell you our schedule coming up and some of the changes that will come about with Pastor Bud in the Shepherd's Call. We love you tonight, and we would like for you to join us in prayer. Don't fear, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have. Don't bank on it. Don't take it with you. You can't take it with you no way. Don't work and squirm and try to put it in banks. That's the worst thing you can do. The thief approaches. You don't believe how many banks have stole from you. Oh, that's okay. We'll get the government to bail the banks out. Don't put it where they fail. The thief approaches. Or the moth destroys. That's the pestilence and things that I've been talking about tonight. Yahweh's in charge of the weather, ladies and gentlemen. He can bring you to your knees. And unless this nation repents and comes to its knees, it has no hope of ever surviving what's planned for those days in the time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Brother Mark, sponsor me tomorrow night. I'll be in here with Brother Mark and myself tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 3.185. Yahweh bless you. Shalom.